the sound of glass. Animals that trackled heat waves on a Monday morning. And I don't know about a heat wave, but the waves are certainly in the spotlight because, hey, the celebration of surf is just around the corner. This Saturday, the Bolito Pro, presented by O'Neill, kicks off officially for the 2026 edition under the theme of Waves of Unity. And, oh, man, I'm so excited for this thing. I know Seaweed Steve has been frothing and he's counting the minutes until things officially kick off. And in the studio with me right now to give you a little insight into what's about to happen and where it's all heading, I have two for the price of one, representing the hashtag Love North Coast movement. You have a regular guest on this radio station, Leah Schoen, coordinator of hashtag Love North Coast. Leah, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
So excited for the Bolito Pro.
So excited.
And the lady who I know is the most excited. The whole year has been building up towards this awesome celebration of surf. Colette Bundy, festival organizer of the Bolito Pro, presented by O'Neill, is with us as well. Colette, happy Monday. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. Happy Monday to you and your listeners. Oh, I'm very good, thank you.
I'm sure you are. You'll be even better, I think, when Saturday finally arrives and all the hard work sort of comes to a head. What are we in for as far as this year's edition of the Pro? For those who are out of the loop, or maybe those who have arrived on holiday and are wondering, what's it all about? Where is it going? Waves of Unity. Tell me about it.
Okay, so essentially the Bolito Pro kicks off this Saturday from the 4th, runs all the way through to the 18th of July. It is a international surfing competition, so there's various contests taking place, as well as a festival which has beach activations, it has retail, it has music concerts, sure. It has extreme sports. And our campaign this year is all around Waves of Unity, where we're celebrating South African sportsmanship, particularly around the Soccer World Cup and the fact that Bafana Bafana did get in.
Man, well, look, the atmosphere is already starting to feel palpably electric. And, you know, this thing, what it does for our coastline and the spotlight it puts on the greater Bolito area. I mean, Leah, from a hashtag Love North Coast destination branding perspective, how important is the Bolito Pro presented by O'Neill?
I think it's hugely important. It's probably one of the most, if not the most important event to take place on the North Coast. It attracts thousands of visitors from all over South Africa and from all over the world, and really just does exactly what hashtag Love North Coast is trying to achieve, which is to showcase this incredible lifestyle that we have to offer. I think a lot of people come for the surfing and for the beach, but then while they're here, they end up discovering everything else that the North Coast has to offer, from our incredible restaurants to our markets, adventure activities, the people, the estates. I think it opens the doors to really showcase everything that we have.
This is you can't really understate, the impact that this thing has.
Absolutely.
On an annual basis.
Yeah.
And Waves of Unity. It's a very cool. It's kind of a broad and all-encompassing theme. There's so many different ways you can interpret it and you can plug into it, but it does. It unifies, it brings people together, this event. And, we have just this kind of halo of good vibes that sort of hangs over the town for a couple of weeks. Very, very exciting to see that there's this tie-in between the Bolito Pro and hashtag Love North Coast. There's been some cool stuff in the build-up to Saturday, competitions that have been running. In fact, there's something with a winner being announced this week on Wednesday, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. So it just so happens that Club Med is opening. Well, it has the official opening day on the exact same day that the Bolito Pro starts.
Was that by coincidence, or was
that
by... Colette, carefully plan her calendar around that one.
I think we both planned it around.
Yeah. So that was a sort of a beautiful marriage of two incredible things that take place on the North Coast and open our doors to international visitors. So we've been running for a couple of weeks a really exciting competition online where a family of four could win a stay at Club Med, which is really exciting because it's obviously, you're part of the first people to stay there.
Yeah.
And then you also winning VIP access into the Pro and at the music concerts and merch and all the things. So yeah, that competition has come to an end and we'll be announcing our winner on Wednesday, the 1st of July.
Ooh,
so super exciting.
Fingers crossed if you entered. Hopefully you you and the fam will be scoring a stay at the new Club Med Tinley. And, just looking at, I'm reading flipping through the really beautiful glossy Bleto Pro magazine, and just looking at a little bit of the history. I mean, this is, through various iterations, this surfing celebration has been going for, is it the 57th edition? Is that
it's
right?
The 57th edition, and it's the 17th in Quadaguza.
Wow. So, I mean, like, it really is this iconic heritage piece that is like an annual touchstone. And so many folks who've grown up on this coastline, it's part of their memories, part of the fabric of life. And it's so exciting to be getting ready to cut the ribbon and announce another new edition. For you, Colette, having watched it take shape 17 years in Quadaguza, obviously every year there's more that gets incorporated and the lessons of previous editions get folded into the new one. What do you think makes this 2026 edition so special?
I think what makes it special is how we've centered around the campaign, which is Waves of Unity. And we've brought a lot of elements in from community projects, whether it's the soccer development, the surf development, it's the partnerships with the various organizations and local businesses, like with Club Med and Love North Coast. And it's just the amalgamation of all those elements, the symbiotic relationship that we've been able to cultivate. And that's what makes it extra special this year.
Wow. Well, without blowing the balloon, you know, too big, I think confidently we can say this is going to be the best edition of the Bleto Pro to date. And if you're new on the coastline, if this is your first time catching the surfing action and the whole lifestyle circus that goes around it, you're in for a real treat. It is kicking off this Saturday with the sort of the junior build-up leading into the senior surfing action in the days that follow. And from the 4th to the 18th of July, this town comes alive. It lights up. Hashtag Love North Coast, being intimately involved in all good things that happen on our coastline, will be very much on the scene. Will you have a little gazebo set up down?
We're gonna have a little chill zone with some. We've done some co-branded beach umbrellas with the Bleto UIP, who we know obviously really takes good care of our coastline and has got everything absolutely in picture perfect condition for all of our visitors. So we're going to have a little chill zone where you can come and sit under the umbrellas and grab some merch and just come and chat to us and find out about the movement. But yeah, I think there's just going to be so many exciting elements to this year's event. One of the things that I think stands out incredibly is your soccer players versus surfers. They're going to do like a cool tag team event on the beach, which I'm really excited for.
Yes, so we have based on the soccer, football, FIFA theme, we have pro surfers from six countries surfing in a tag team against six celebrity soccer players from Bafana on the 16th of July. And preceding that, we have the top four under 15 SAFA Quadaguza teams that played off on the 18th of June coming to do their finals. Wow. And then this celebrity soccer playoff afterwards. But what I'd also like to do is maybe just ask Leah to share another exciting competition that we're going to be running from now with Love North Coast O'Neill, our presenting sponsor, and Groundswell. There's another exciting competition that they're going to be running shortly.
Yeah, so that kicks off, I think it kicks off this week online. Yes. And you're going to win a hamper worth 3,000 Rand with incredible merch from all of the sponsors. And yeah, very exciting. So go online. And
everyone must look out for it.
Yeah, look out for that competition. Well, that's going to be a good one.
There you go. If you're not already following the Bleto Pro presented by O'Neill on social media, get your phone out your pocket and make sure that you're keeping tabs on the socials, and as well as hashtag Love North Coast, because they've got their finger on the pulse of all the best things bubbling up along our coastline. And of course, right here on Radio Life and Style, we'll be keeping you in the loop, looped in, and we'll definitely be giving you live updates from the pro as it starts to roll, because everyone is going to be down on the beach. And if they really can't be, then hopefully they'll be tuning in one way or another. and we'll be only too happy to join in the celebration of Surf, the Bolito Pro 2026 edition, presented by O'Neill under the Waves of Unity banner. Let's make this one for the books. What do you say?
Absolutely. Ladies? See you on the beach.
We'll see you on the beach indeed. And keeping the local surf flavor flowing, here's Jeremy Loops and a track called Waves.